Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of the Propulsion Swimming Podcast. I'm your host Scott and back with me, as always, is my trusty co-host Dan. And on this week's show, we don't have a guest for you, but we have a very fun podcast ahead as we are giving our way too early Olympic predictions.
Yeah, I mean, anyone who's a regular listener will know this about the podcast, but we love a good old prediction or two. Admittedly, yes, we get things wrong, but if we could predict the future, we'd be lottery winners by now. It's impossible to get every prediction correct, but that's what sport's all about. It's just a bit of fun. We'd love it for you guys to join in by leaving your thoughts in the comment section below on this video on YouTube.
Absolutely. Now, this isn't going to be us going through every event in world swimming and predicting the winners, the silver medal, the bronze medal. That would be boring. We're not going to do that just yet. We're going to do that, obviously, when we know who's racing at the Olympics, like 2 or 3 weeks before Paris goes live. That is one of our biggest podcasts of the year. I can't wait for it. However, on this podcast, we are doing predictions with a little bit of a twist. So me and Dan are going to put some scenarios to each other that we think are going to happen in Paris, and they need to be so enticing that the other person takes you up on that prediction that it isn't going to happen, if that makes sense. So, for example, if we turn to betting terms, if you are a betting person, we would put a sandwich on the line. As such, so I put a topic to Dan. I say this is going to happen. He goes, no, it's not going to happen. And then whoever wins out of that bet gets a sandwich from the other person, if that makes sense. So one or two. So Dan doesn't have to take me up on any of my topics. I don't have to take him up on any of his topics. And you can say in the comment section which topics, which scenarios that you would take up and think, nah, no chance that's happening.
Well, I like a good Marmite and cheese sandwich, so hopefully there'll be some on those on the line. But I think it makes sense. Basically, I'm seeing if I agree or disagree with you, and there's a sandwich on the line, effectively.
Yeah. Yeah. So okay. It's not going to be like a 5-5 score. We're seeing the future. It could be a 3. It should even out. It's 50-50, but it's not going to be 10 scenarios that everyone's going to pick from.
Yeah, gotcha.
Does that make sense? Okay, so I'm going to kick things off then. And give my first prediction for the Paris Olympics, which is that America come back and are top of the medal table.
What, is there controversy with this? When you say top of the medal table, is that in terms of gold or in terms of the total medal count? What are you saying here?
Yeah, funny. Golds. Like the way everyone in the world of swimming actually judges the medal table.
That's where it should be. Now, remember, Australia, they won 13 golds, didn't they, at the World Championships, and America won 6 or 7 or something like that. So that's a big old turnaround, that.
It's a big swing.
Blimey. Do you know what? I'm going to disagree with you, because weirdly,
so you'll take me up on it.
Yes, I'll take up. Yeah, I'll bet a sandwich or whatever the concept is of this episode. Because my first prediction, weirdly, was that Australia will have double the amount of gold to USA.
Oh, wow.
So it's almost the other way around. Yeah. Well, almost kind of replicating what we just saw at Worlds. I just think Australia are so strong at freestyle. If you've got Sam Short and you've got Chalmers still going, you know, now got Cam McAvoy throwing massive times down. And then you've got the women's side, obviously, which is just so dominant. I can't see America winning more gold than Australia, so I think they might potentially win double.
Okay, the reason I go America come good is that they always, no matter like where it happens in the world, whatever, the one Worlds before the Olympics, America are always weak. They always, they never really seem to target that one. And yes, it's a bit different now with Worlds every single year, or how they have been over the past few, like, or this Olympic cycle. Mm. But for me, they always come good at the Olympics. No matter what happens, they get it right.
My question to you then is that who is going to take away the gold from the world champs from Australia then?
Ooh, that's a good question. Mm. I like Jack Alexi in the sprint freestyle. I do not think he's anywhere near the finished article, and another year and he could be challenging the likes of Chalmers in the 100. I think he'll put up more of a challenge than he did at Worlds, and he's just going to get better. Yeah. I think the 4's not there. I think there's a chance Bobby Fink comes back on Sam Short in the distance ones. Mm-hmm. and gets maybe the 800, although the 15 looks slightly stronger for him right now.
We've got Haf Nui in the mix there, so who's not even American, but
he could then
Australian,
then he could take away an Australian gold, couldn't he?
True,
in
that,
the 400.
Yep.
Where else are we going? Breaststroke, Zach Stubblety, Cook, and no, he's going to get boxed out by Chin. I mean, I'm thinking not just Americans taking medals off Australia. You've got the rest. So you're like playing the field. The rest of the world is taking medals off of Australia, really.
Yes,
I think Lydia Jacoby might come good.
Oh, yeah, she's due a bit of a swim since the last Olympics, of course. Yeah, that's true.
Maybe
Lindy King
comes back.
Yeah, I don't see anyone getting past Ruta at the moment, to be perfectly honest with you. I mean, she might even challenge for the world record in 100 breaststroke. That's how strongly I think she's going at the moment. But again, Australia don't have a strong female breaststroker to the point of, you know, your 64 points.
Essentially, this comes down to the freestyle, doesn't it?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Literally, this is because the rest of the world is taking medals elsewhere. The flies, the backs, the breasts, maybe the backstroke. America are pretty dominant on that one. 100
well,
fly,
think,
could you get Kazan medaling or
Kaylee McEwen's going to win two golds in the backstroke, I feel.
Ooh,
so there's two golds right there for Australia.
Or Reagan Smith comes good.
Or Reagan, yeah, yeah. That could be part of the swing. Jack Alexey, I was going to mention as well. He is looking quite good, I would say. I don't know if he's up to that point of challenging Chalmers just yet. I think he'll put up a bit of a better fight than what he did in the world, so I think I agree with you on that. I don't think Cam McAvoy's losing based on the times he's thrown down this last year. It's going to be interesting.
The relays are the kicker. But I'm just going on past experience at Olympics. America always come good, no matter what happens. So I just, if I had just said Australia pip America to the medal total, which is conceivably the most plausible option. Like, you've gone hard at one way with doubling golds. I've gone hard the other way with America beating Australia, but I think the realistic outcome is Australia just pipped them. But if I had gone Australia just pipped them, you wouldn't have taken me up on this sandwich. So the whole point of this, I've got to go one step further. So I think we've both gone either way here, so we're both taking each other's bets up.
It seems that way, yes.
I'm going America gets the medal table, you're going Australia double America, which is punchy. Strong.
that's part of the game, isn't it? As long as it's based on gold and not the total medal count, because obviously if it's based on that, then America will top the table. But based on gold, I think it's going to be, double is a bit punchy, but I think Australia will be top of the table from that respect,
Okay. Next prop.
I'll do one. Well, my next prediction actually is still related to the medal table, and it's about the GB team. I think we're going to finish fourth overall.
Okay. So for me to look at this then, I've got to think of who could finish above. And are we doing it on golds or are we doing it on totals?
Golds. Like the same conversation we just had. So in terms of golds, so of course, you've got your Australia and Australia and America, and then I think GB will finish fourth.
So I got Australia, America, I think China. Ooh. Does PT coming back take some medals off China?
Ooh.
Oh, this is a tough one. There's Canada with Summer.
Yep.
France with Leon.
Yep.
Joe, just for the fun, I'm going to take the field and take you on it, just because I've just named three that I think are there or thereabouts. Like, doing the quick math in my head, France would be above because of Leon's golds, and I think Grosset might win the 100 fly.
Based on the sum of worlds, that's impressive.
Depends on where Milak is.
Well, how many golds do you think GB will win? If you want to put it, let's twist it around a little bit.
Okay. This is putting me on. That's a real put on the spot question, though.
I mean, I've got a rough idea, but I'm interested to see what you sort of think.
4x2, 3. Gold.
Yeah.
4x1, 3. Oh god, if we're going really gutsy, I'll say gold. I like that team, gold.
This is a men's team, of course, yes. Yeah.
I mean, I love the women's team, but I just can't pick a gold right now from the women's side. The mixed medley. That's really hard. It's so far ahead, I don't even know what the team would look like for that.
Oh, this is that's the challenging bit, obviously, isn't it? So I think we will win 4 golds. I think we're going to get it in the 4x2 and 4x1 men's relays, the freestyle relays. I think Adam will come back and win the 100 breaststroke.
Okay.
And then I also think we have a good chance of winning gold in the 200 free as well, when you've got Tom and Matt, or, well, whoever gets picked and whoever races it, I think there's a good chance of them winning it as well. So that's 4 golds. And then if you're thinking someone like Summer McIntosh for Canada will win 400 IM, 200
maybe
IM,
4-3.
200 fly. It depends, because she pulled out the 200 IM at Worlds. I don't know if she's going to do the same for Paris. So roughly speaking, that'll be 3 or 4.
It's a spread out schedule, isn't it, now, though?
Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, Machon with France. And then if you throw Grousset in there, they will finish 3rd, potentially. Tough one.
It's not one I want to leave on the table, so I'm going to go. I'm going to take you up on it. And I, going through that, I think Canada and France finish above GB, and we finish 5th.
5th.
That's where I'm at, and maybe China. But I'll take you up on it.
Okay. Very good.
Okay. So my next one, then, is we see a joint medal in a relay.
What a
relay?
Okay,
so we've seen... Wow. This is like... I've got to go left field. Like, come on. This is the fun of this.
We've seen
joint medals before at the Olympics. We have.
Yeah.
I think there's one in the relay. I don't know which relay. Don't ask me to pick that.
Okay.
Don't ask me to pick that, but I think there's a joint medal in a relay.
So when you say a medal, it doesn't matter what colour. It can be bronze, it can be silver,
exactly.
Whatever.
100%.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, possibly. I'm trying to go back in my mind of the relays that just happened at Worlds, because that's our best sort of guide right now. And were there any close relays? I think there were. There were quite a few, to be fair. It's less likely to happen in the 4x2s because they're longer, obviously. Maybe.
I think it would just be something really cool to see.
Will there? Let me go through the relays. Hang on. The women's 4x1, I think Australia win by a landslide. I think that's too spread out. The men's 4x1 is quite interesting. I think that will be really close.
That one's tight.
The medley relays, I think, are too spread out.
Oh, you reckon from, like, first might be far ahead, but second, third, fourth?
Yeah, well,
that's the tricky bit, isn't it? I'm not banking on a joint gold here. I'm banking on a joint bronze.
It's the minor medals that are the challenging bit here. Oh. Well, I'll take you up on it. I think if I'm going to predict a relay, I think it's going to happen in a men's 4x1 for, let's say, a silver or a bronze or something like that. I think we'll have 4 teams on the podium for that event.
Okay. Do you know what the ideal outcome would be? Like, for this to be just incredible, the mixed medley relay and a guy comes back on a girl and they tie. But that's never, like, it's not how you swim a successful 4x1 mixed medley these days. You don't put a guy at the end of it. But that would be awesome.
That would be good. And that's actually the relay I kind of quickly took out of my mind, because that's very unlikely for that sort of thing to happen.
Like,
you don't
that.
Put a male swimmer on a freestyle anyway. I mean, you have 2 women that could be finishing together, obviously. But if it's going to happen, the men's 4x1 freestyle,
okay,
essentially.
Man,
then again, the medley relay is quite close as well.
We've got a click and a half if this comes true.
Some of these predictions are right out there, aren't they?
that's the whole point. We're not predicting, like, oh yeah, Machon's going to win 1 gold. No.
Oh, that's boring. Right, I'm going to go something along the same sort of lines in terms of a joint time. I think on 3 separate occasions, it doesn't matter what the event is, there'll be 3 separate swim-offs across the entire meet.
See, I see that quite likely. That's a 9-day meet with semi-finals, finals, heats.
Yeah.
And we've seen, I don't know what it is, if the timing systems these days, it's like everything's a little bit closer or finishes. We've seen a lot of joint finishes and a lot of swim-offs.
We do, and it's quite weird, really, because the odds of it are quite short. They're very low, because, of course, you've got to finish 7th or 8th or 9th to be able to qualify, let's say, for a swim-off. So the odds of it actually happening are really low, but actually happens quite often. So I was debating whether to put to you two or three separate swim-offs, but I think two will happen, but two it's whether three low. Will happen. Yeah. Three is just right in the... I don't know.
Do you know, if there were the stroke 50s, so if there was the breaststroke, the backstroke, the fly at 50 meters, I would say no chance I'm taking you up on this.
That's different.
Because I feel like that is, like, the 50s where it happens the most.
Yeah.
Do you know, I'm not going to do it. I don't think I can take you up on this one just because I genuinely think that might happen. It's a 9-day meet now.
Mm.
And there's so... I like the last few meets I've gone to, so the Sprint with the Stars meet, we saw back-to-back...
Oh, that was amazing.
Swim-offs. Yeah. Well, back-to-back joints times. And then British Summer Champs and English Summer Champs. I'm pretty sure we were only there for 2 days out of the whole 5-day meet of each of them. And I saw swim-offs. So swim-offs are a thing. They happen so much.
Yeah.
I just... Yeah, three's too low. I'm not taking
it. Oh, so you think three will happen? Interesting.
Yeah, I'm with you. So I'm not going to take you up on it.
Just on the cuff then, how many do you reckon will actually happen?
I think three's a good mark. I like three.
Oh, you actually think three will happen? Okay,
yeah. So if I was going to set the mark, I think three. So if you had said to me four, I'd be like, nah, probably not. But I like...
Okay.
I'm not going to take you up on it. First one.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay, my turn. So, I'm going big Homer here. Big home prediction that I really want to root for. Throughout the whole of the Olympics. We're going across the sea to our neighbouring island. And I think Ireland win an Olympic medal. And I think they've got some chances.
Yeah, instantly in my head I've just gone, yes, that's happening. But hang on, wait a minute. Let me just calm down. Obviously, the main swimmer would be Dan Whiffen. I thought he had a great chance of medalling at World Championships. He's getting better and better. And weirdly, what meet was it at? Just after Worlds, he went to another meet and then swam a time.
Under 23s.
That's right, yeah. And he swam a time that would have medalled.
Finished top.
Yeah. Yeah. Mona McSherry, she was the star swimmer at that meet, wasn't she, with her breaststroke. So that's one to potentially look out for. Again, I don't know.
It's
the breaststroke field on the women's side is very, very good.
But if I'm going back on past Worlds, she always finals.
She does, yes.
She's kind of quiet. Guaranteed. She's quietly a very good performer for Ireland. She doesn't get the buzz like Dan Whiffen.
Yes. Yeah,
and then you've got Ellen Walsh in the IMs.
IMs, yeah. But again, those events are so stacked on the women's side. I mean, you look at the breaststroke you've got. You just said Jacoby is due a good one. Lily King might come back and do something special. I've said about Ruta. Schoonmaker is just always there. There's foursomers, and you haven't even said... Yeah, there's plenty. So I don't know, as much as I like Mona McSherry, and she, as long as she keeps going, she might get there eventually, but it's a stacked old event. Ellen Walsh is much the same with the IM. We've spoken about summer already, and the swimmers in that sort of field. So really, it all comes down to Dan Whiffen, and I think he has a good chance of doing it, so I'm going to take you up on it. When you say Olympic medal, it's any medal?
So wait, if you think it's going to happen with me, you're not going to take me up on it.
Oh, I'm not going to take... Sorry, yes, no, I'm not going to take it up. I think he will
medal. Any Olympic
medal. Yeah, I think he will. What event, though, is a different question. Ooh.
This is, for me, this is just a bet that I really want to root for. This is kind of my theme that I'm doing through the whole thing. I really want Ireland to get an Olympic medal. Whether it's Dan, whether it's Mona, whether it's Ellen Walsh, whether there's someone else that comes out of the woodwork over the next 12 months, maybe Nathan with him becomes as good as his twin brother Dan. This is something I really want to cheer for. My wife is half Irish. Like, it's just, do you know what I'm
so
not?
You want America to top the table, do you? Is that what you're cheering for?
Well, hang on. I'm cheering for GB to top the table.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
My previous predictions, I'm thinking the joint medal on the relay, I'd just love to see that. And then this one is kind of something I'm going to be shouting out.
I will not take him on it because I think he will medal. And if I'm just going to guess an event, I think he'll do it in a 1500. He'll get a bronze in a 1500. I'd love to see it. That would be amazing for him and for Irish swimming in general. All right, so if I go next then, this is slightly outside the box here. I think that a coach outside of Dean Boxall will go viral for a mad celebration.
Okay.
And actually, I'm going to change it slightly. There could be a parent that does it as well, but then I'm going to exclude Bert Leclos.
Okay. It's kind of hard because I want to see it, and I think it probably does happen. Someone other than... Oh, God. Could you see a Bob Bowman going nuts for the French crowd if Leon Marchand wins? Probably not, because he's there coaching America in reality.
Well, listen, if he wasn't caught on camera going mad at Beijing when Phelps won his eighth gold, then I don't know if he will ever do it, you know?
But the way swimming is filmed now, thanks to Dean Boxall, if you're at a meet like the Olympics, you have a camera on the coaching box.
Yep.
So you've got your best chance ever of this happening.
Yeah. Are there other coaches like Dean, or not like him, but, you know, similar kind of character who will just lay it all out on the line, you know, heart on a sleeve type thing, and, you know, go crazy for a celebration for a gold or world record, let's say, whatever?
I don't think I know enough about every coach in swimming.
No. True.
Oh, man, you've put me in a tough position because I want this to happen, but I also don't want to not take you up twice in a row. Because it's like, it can happen, but then there's the other aspect to it that it doesn't go viral. Like, no one captures it.
Yeah.
But then you've thrown in a parent to it, which, like, more than doubles the odds for me.
Yes.
Like, it's
When I say viral, it goes on, let's say, BBC News or BBC Sport or, you know, a major media outlet, and it goes across social medias and everyone sees it, you know. Like, everyone's very much aware of Dean Boxall's celebration. You know, that's kind of thing.
Yeah, I've got a scenario in my head that might happen. Adam wins 100 breaststroke gold, and his son George is going nuts in the crowd. Would that count?
Oh no.
I can see that happening in my head.
Surely
that counts.
That could, I'm going to say, I'm going to say it counts. Yep. It could be anyone from Adam's team. I think they will all erupt if he goes and wins gold after the year he's had and after the comeback and all that sort of stuff.
Do you know, to keep this fun, I'm going to take you up on it because I feel like the field is wider than the scenario, but that's a really tough one you've thrown at me.
Well, that's the aim of the game, isn't it?
If it happens, I will buy you your cheese and Marmite sandwich. I'm happy to buy you a sandwich on that one.
Nice.
Okay, I'll take you up on that. I think that happens. And yeah, if you're a filmmaker going to the Olympics, maybe don't pay attention to the crowd and coaches for me.
If Adam wins gold, you want to be watching that rather than the coaches, I think. That's one thing to watch.
That's very true. Okay, I've got two more, and one of them is gutsy. You know how we really like to go on this podcast, if people have listened before, we like to go hardcore on at least one prediction. So I'm going to save that one to last.
Yep.
And my next one is going to be that Leon Marchand breaks two world records in front of his home crowd at Paris, and the pressure does not get to him. There is no chance it gets to him, and he smashes two world records.
See, in my head, he breaks. Oh, maybe two. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think he breaks the 400 IM again. I think that one's not guaranteed, but I think that's a very high chance of him doing that.
Well, you say that. That was the perfect swim.
Well, you say that. His first 50 of his 100 freestyle leg, I think, could be a little faster. I think he could find a couple of tenths or so there.
And it's the first day, isn't it? The 4 a.m.
First day. Yeah. So he should be fresh.
So he's rested. He's fresh.
Yeah. I think that's not guaranteed, very likely. The question is whether he breaks another one. Now, where would you be going? I remember you saying on an earlier podcast that he might break the 200 breaststroke world record. I wonder if you're thinking that.
And I think the scheduling for it is a bit easier now because his it's all more spread out at this Olympics. We'll go into the schedule properly later on when we're closer to the Olympic Games. Yeah. But he's also now got the Chinese breaststroker Qing, who is like incredible, further ahead of the field than anyone ever thought. And had I have known someone had gone that fast, I probably wouldn't have said he'd break the world record on that one. And then the other chance is, I don't think he gets close to the two fly, but I.
You've thrown yourself in it.
I think the 2IM, maybe.
That's interesting, because I was going to bring that up later, so we might as well put it all into one now. Does he break the 200IM world record? Now, that world record is fast. That's a Lochte world record, 154 flat, I think, isn't it?
Flat.
So he's going to have to go 53 points to get that world record. I think I don't know. I have no idea what his limit is right now. His ceiling could be I don't know what, because he is a fantastic, phenomenal talent. The fact that he's just shattered Phelps's world record, which everyone thought was untouchable. I think a lot of people think that Lochte world record is a little bit untouchable as well, to be perfectly honest with you. So who knows what he can do?
I have been vague for a reason, because he could enter a variety of events and we don't quite know right now.
Yeah,
so
well,
there could be the two fly. There could be the 2IM. There's definitely the 4IM. There could be the two breaststroke. There could be more elsewhere. We don't know.
I don't think he breaks a two fly. Milak will be back, so I'm sure he'll go and win that. I don't know how his... Because he's been off for the last few months.
But then
so,
with Milak back, does Machard miss that and go for the two breaststroke? Or does he miss it and then have more energy for the 2IM?
I think he will want to race relatively often, being in front of his French fans, and he's got a good chance of winning gold in every race he enters. Two world records, though. He's not doing it in a relay. France aren't quite deep enough just yet for a relay world record or gold, actually.
Do you think it's going to happen?
I think so. Yeah. I think he's going to get 4IM. I'm not going to take over on it. I think he might have a sneaky chance at that 200IM. I think he might just do it in that one as well, which is what I was going to suggest to you, but we've kind of covered that. So, yeah. So what would you think the world records would be? So you actually think it would be the 2IMs as well?
Going into this podcast, in my head, I said the two breaststroke, but then my logic kicked in and said the Chinese breaststroker as we were talking it through. So I kind of just like, I think the 2IM, we haven't seen the best of him yet.
That's what I think.
If anyone is going to get it at any place, it will be Machand in Paris.
Yeah, so I will not take you up on it then. I think it will happen. Yeah, I'm going to stick with Léon Machand for my final-ish prediction here. I think he will win every individual race he enters. So kind of we're back onto the same topic, really.
Same topic. That's gutsier than mine. So is this your really gutsy one?
Yes. Yeah. Just depends.
I guess there's a scenario where he just races the 2AM and the 4AM and you nail that. But there's also a scenario where he races the 2AM, the 4AM, the 2Fly, the 2 breaststroke, and doesn't win the 2Fly and the 2 breaststroke.
Yeah. And it's individual, so it's not relays. You're going to take me up on it?
I'll take you up on it. Just because, like, you literally just... I feel like you've boxed yourself into a corner here. You just said he's going to race a lot. So I think he does race the 2Fly and he doesn't beat Milak.
Okay. Oh, hang on. So you think he'll win the 200 breaststroke?
Well, I didn't get to that. I'm not sure he races it. Just based on Worlds, if he wanted to test himself at it, he would have raced it at Worlds in my eyes. I know there was a bad clash, wasn't there, with the 2IM.
I can't remember now, but yeah, probably.
I can take you up on it, just because I feel like it's him against the field, and... He could, you could be completely scuppered and he swims the heats and then doesn't swim the semi-final and final. He pulls out or something like that.
Possibly. I don't know why he would do that, mind you.
No, I don't think
there's no point doing that at the Olympics. Okay, interesting. And then have you got one more prediction? Is that what you said earlier?
I'll finish with a big one and say the men's 50 freestyle world record goes.
Oh, that is punchy. I'm just going to assume only one person. There's only one person. Cam's going to do it. Right, okay, yeah. I've seen some clips of Cam recently on Instagram of like underwater shots where like his catch and hold on the water is just immense and the rotation from his hips is just awesome. God, he looks good. And how far off with the world record was he? 0.1 or 2 or something like that?
Yeah,
not even,
he wasn't
not
far.
Much.
He went 21-0 or something.
Yeah, that's mental. Oh, yeah, so look, 0.1. Jeez. Oh, dear. I mean, if he goes
it's
that time,
be...
he's winning, obviously. I don't think anyone like challenges him.
The Olympic pool is going to be a pop-up, what is it, one of those temporary pools. So it's going to be fast.
Yeah. Yeah, they're fast pools, aren't they? Oh, that's interesting.
And he literally just shown at Worlds that he can go faster through the rounds.
Yeah.
And I think he's in clean air and no one gets near him.
I am leaning towards him doing it more so than him not doing it. That's the way I'm thinking at the moment. But I'm saying that because he's just swam what he's just swam at Worlds and we have to wait another, I don't know, 11, 12 months for him to do the same thing. Will he be on the same form? Love for him to do it. Love for him to do it. Just to go sub 21 would be an incredible a feat as it is. I think he's going to do it, so I'm not going to take you up on it. I think he's going to do it.
Okay.
Oh, man. That would be incredible. I didn't think that would. I've kind of got like a list of world records that could potentially go in my head, and that wasn't one of them.
No, it wasn't for years, but now I think it's the highest chance it's ever been.
Yeah. I mean, Dressel was pretty close to himself. But the swim speed that McAvoy has at the moment is just insane. I'd love to see him do it after the ups and downs of his career because he was struggling a little bit, wasn't he? I think 2006 before this year, 2016 was his fastest year. So that's a good number of years where he hasn't been at his best, and now he's just on fire. Love
I think he's properly refocused on the 50 and said this is my. It's almost like what James Gibson did with Ben Proud, because Ben Proud for a very long time was swimming 100 free relays for GB.
Yeah, almost reinvented
and James Gibson
a little
went,
bit.
That's wasting your meat. Stop it. Just swim the 53 and that is your main event. It should be the main event. And this is exactly what Cam McAvoy's doing. He's not swimming the 100 anymore.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, there's another goal to Australia, see, for your medal table scare.
All right. I probably got that one wrong in hindsight. But I had to go some way to kick things off with like a clicky, let's go.
Yeah, of course. That's the first topic. Yeah.
Okay, so that rounds up mine and Dan's predictions for the 2024 Paris Olympics. Now, we've had some fun. We haven't predicted winners, but we haven't some. But we've predicted topics that we personally want to root for and probably think are going to happen. And in some cases, in the medal table, it's fun to cause a little bit of controversy and go against each other. It's always good fun.
Debate, yeah.
So for everyone listening, if you've got any sandwich props, let's call them that, or predictions that you want to put to us, leave a comment in the comment section on YouTube and we will let you know if we take up your prediction, if we think it's not going to happen, or we pass and we think that is going to happen. We'll have some fun. We'll reply to all of them.
Yes.
And we'll give our 2 cents and we'll put a sandwich underneath if we want you to buy us a sandwich in a year's time.
Yeah, let us know which sandwich you are putting forward as well, and we'll see what happens with it. It's just a bit of fun. It's all it is. Hopefully they come through, especially like GB finishing fourth. I'd love for that to happen. So yeah, let us know in the comment section below your thoughts, and actually throw one our way as well. So let's have a bit of fun with it.
I always have some fun. I always enjoy these podcasts. They're so much fun to do, and it's good talking about topics that probably aren't talked about when discussing gold, silver, and bronze.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so that just about rounds up this week's episode of the Propulsion Swimming Podcast. If you have enjoyed it, like we said, head over to the comment section on YouTube, let us know your thoughts, and subscribe over there if you haven't already. The next year of this podcast is going to be a little bit mental as we wind up to the Olympics. We always get some great guests on here. But until then, me and Dan will see you in 7 days' time.
Yeah, thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll catch you on the next one.
You've been listening to the Propulsion Swimming Podcast with Scott and Dan. We want to thank you for joining us and invite you to subscribe to the show, as well as checking out the Propulsion Swimming YouTube channel for weekly tutorials and videos to get your swimming fix. We will be back next week. Until then, we'll catch you on the next one.